Welcome once again to Shards of Light, Voices of the Blind and Vision Impaired, a showcase for the talents of the visually impaired citizens of Virginia. This is episode 2. My name is Lamont Crawley, founder of Shards of Light and host. With me today in the studio is an empress of inspiration, a songbird for joy, Mrs. Deborah Hill. Say hello to the people, Deborah.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Lamont, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, sure thing.
I am so excited to be here for this program that you've created.
Well, I appreciate that.
Shards of Light.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
With all your splendor. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you when you first came in is, if I say the word yellow and red, do they mean anything particular to you?
Well, yellow is a part of that song I just started, This Little Light of Mine. Yellow is bright and vibrant, sunshine, so it takes away the despair, the gloom. I love yellow, but my favorite color is red. Red is dynamic and bold and fearless, and I love that color.
Yes. I could tell. That's what brought that up. In case y'all haven't noticed, this woman is vivacious. She is on fire. She's like a sun walking around on Earth.
Okay. You are so kind, Lamont.
Well, you deserve it. All right, let's start with, perhaps you could tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'd love to share a little bit more about me. I'm Deborah Hill. And I am actually from Chicago. That's where I was born and raised. Came to Virginia for school, VCU. Went on to get my master's degree in Richmond at Virginia Commonwealth University. I went to the University of Virginia for my bachelor's degree. And then went to VCU for my master's. And then George Washington University for my doctorate degree.
Okay.
I met my husband in college.
Stop for a second. Let me catch up with you now. Well, you're on the run. Okay, you're getting a lot of things accomplished here.
Yes.
Okay, but go ahead.
So that's my educational background. Right. And then my professional career has been mostly in marketing and public relations, human resources, and adult education.
Okay. Go ahead.
The singing that you want to focus on today is Deborah Hill Sings, and that's my website address. Mm-hmm. It's Facebook, Instagram. You can find me singing, and that's what I do for the Lord. I find that my message is the hope that through my songs, I can inspire people like me who have gone blind or have low vision to let their light shine. And also, I want to illuminate the love and light of Christ. So my songs are, you know, words that share that and empower the community.
Okay, very good, Deborah, very good. Let me ask you this. I keep seeing what I call a tag of yours. It's love is accessible.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by that, and why do you use it so much?
Love is Accessible is the tag for my blog, and accessibility is one of the things that I am passionate about, and advocate for people who are blind and low vision. And I do that through my blog, Love is Accessible. I'm also on the board of the American Council of the Blind of Virginia, and I'm also an advisor to the board of Virginia Voice. So accessibility issues are clearly important. And what you're doing with this program, Lamont, is all a part of that message to the world that we are here and we should be seen and heard.
No doubt. I'm glad you sort of plugged us, because that's one of the primary purposes. No doubt about it.
Yes.
Okay. And before we talk more about your singing and hear some of your songs, tell me or us about the Graduate Shine Award.
One of my passions that I am truly committed to is the next generation, our youth. And I created the Graduate Shine Award, which is a $500 scholarship. It's been 6 years now that this has been in place, and we award this scholarship to a graduating senior who has shown that they have accomplished something through adversities. So if they have successfully graduated from high school, they submit an essay, and we have a fabulous selection committee that chooses a winner each year.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. What was the primary impetus?
Well, you know, it really was during COVID, when our youth were going through such struggles in school. Some of them weren't able to have a graduation even or a prom. And, you know, through all of those issues, I began to think, how, what can I do to just let the youth know that we are in support of them and we see that it's hard, but they're actually tough and resilient and they're getting it done.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So the future is bright in our next generation.
Very good, very good. I appreciate that. Can you share a little bit about your journey as a blind person?
Yes, and I just thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my journey, my testimony. I share my testimony in words and music and song. And so I'd like to start by saying my blindness sort of began. I began to lose my sight about 8 years ago, and it was a frightening experience as I slowly and gradually began to realize that I was having trouble seeing especially when I drive, and then when I drive at night.
Right.
I was actually working on my doctorate degree at George Washington University, traveling up and down 95.
Okay.
And I began to finally come to the realization that something is happening. But like many other people, Lamont, I was in denial. I think I was just afraid to face it. And so one of the songs that I began to write during that time when I was losing my sight but not really wanting to deal with it, I began to just cry out to God and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Lord, you supply all my needs. With me wherever I go. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for your power, awesome ways. Your thoughts are greater, much higher than mine. I place my hand in thine. I place my hand in thine.
Wow. Okay.
So putting my hands in God's hands, and I just said, Lord, you know what's happening. Help me through this.
Right.
After that, I did begin to face the fact that I need to go to see a doctor.
And
find out what's going on.
Sure. Okay.
And like many others in this journey, I had many procedures, multiple procedures on both eyes. So it began where I had a whole lot of hope that, you know, I'm going to get my sight restored, laser treatments and things like that. So after 7 procedures, though, I completely lost my sight.
Okay.
once I came to total darkness, I'm completely blind now. Well, I hear your voice, I don't see you, but I certainly can sense how wonderful you are through the sound of your voice, the other senses that come to play. Okay. And so the song that came out of that is, I'm now in the world of darkness initially, just facing this world. Mm-hmm. I just ask God, like that app that says, be my eyes, that let me see through your eyes.
Okay, beautiful.
And that song that came out of that is Shine Your Light.
Okay. Oh, that's really good.
Shine Your Light. Light my way through the dark. Light my way through the shadows. Calm my trembling heart. Till there's no fear. I'll follow where you lead. Walk by faith and believe through your eyes. I will see, Lord, shine your light.
Okay. When you, as you were talking, of course, I'm reflecting on my own experience.
Yes.
Because I am a low vision seer, if you will. So, yes, I can very much relate to to your story as well, as you talked about many others probably could as well. As I listen to you, like the other day we were talking about perhaps people sounding better in the studio, but I'm finding it seems better for me to hear you in real life here.
All right.
I mean, the voice is coming through very nicely, very clear, very joyous. And I kind of like it without all the other instruments and stuff, if you will. So I just wanted to give you that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, these two songs so far, this is part of an album?
Yes. Okay. In 2018, I launched my album called Daily Reverence. It is online. It's on where all music is sold. You can find it on YouTube, and all the songs are available for free. So all the songs that you hear me sing during my testimony, they're from the Daily Reverence album by Deborah Hill. And just look it up and enjoy.
Okay. So let's let that take you to that third. Have we gone to two or three songs now? Oh, this is the third song coming up.
I'm not keeping count.
Oh, you're not keeping count. Okay.
There are eight songs on the album.
Okay.
I can share, you know, snippets of all of them as I share with you and we talk about our journey together.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I stopped you. So, if I don't know if you remember where you left off. But
Yes. Well, in this story, you know, I left off where I said I had, you know, gone completely blind.
Mm-hmm.
And God has helped me, you know, as I said, through that song, I'm going to see through your eyes. And what I found is we have people and organizations and resources, those three things that we can turn to when we are challenged by these adversities in our life. And so the people that have come into my life, family, and friends that are very supportive have helped me. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, the organizations like Virginia Voice and the American Council of the Blind. And then the resources, the different tools that we learn how to use, you know, especially this, all the new technology that you have to learn, you know, and that you're faced with.
That's right.
And so in this journey, I've just found that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've experienced all those three things together, I got more self-confident.
Okay.
And one of the songs that came out of that is, I can.
Okay.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Okay.
And so that goes, that's one of those down home, you know, clap your hands, stomp your feet, get excited about what you can do.
Okay.
As I travel life's rugged road, Jesus, he helps me. bear every load. He lifts me up and makes me strong. He lets me know that I can go on. Don't judge me on the outside. I'm much more than what you see. It is Christ which strengthens me.
All right.
And that's what you're doing with this show. Don't judge us on the outside. We're much more than what you see.
Right.
Multi-talented.
Right.
You know,
no
we bring
doubt.
Our full selves
forward.
Into the world.
No doubt.
And this is just one part,
okay.
You know, that's being challenged now.
Okay.
But we are multifaceted, wonderfully made people.
Sure, sure. And I love the fact that in your story, you are actually imparting inspiration, understanding for others that's listening that perhaps are going through the same thing, but giving them some a guideline, so to speak, and perhaps what they might latch on to.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, also, what I hear you saying, in the back of my head, I hear a musical. Now, you know, I know you have written those stage productions.
Yes.
Were they musicals or not?
Yes. Most of my plays, yes, were musicals. And I come from a background of theater, musical theater in high school.
Okay.
And I also minored in theater in college.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're hearing there.
Right. No doubt about it. Okay. I got you. Now, you have... Like you said, there's 8 songs on the album, Daily Reverence.
Yes.
You told people where you could find that.
Yes.
Now, you also have a song coming out fairly soon, correct?
Yes, I do. And I'm so excited about it. And it relates to what we're doing today, sharing my testimony.
Okay.
It's called Tell Me Your Testimony.
Right.
I wrote the song. But I have a group of 3 fabulous ladies featured on the song as singers. Maria West, China Archer, and Angel Booth. And that's going to come out in October.
Now, on the other side of this, let's talk about why is testimony so utmost important?
The scripture says, "For this is how we overcome, through the blood of the Lamb and through the words of our testimony." I believe the world talks about speaking words of affirmation, positivity, what is in your mind, your hopes and your dreams for yourself, for your future. Speak faith. Mm. Speak life. The scripture also says death and life is in the power of your tongue. And so we want to tell our stories. We all have a great story to tell, a grand story to tell, a beautiful story to tell. And we're all at different stages in our story.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. No
and
doubt.
So I want to hear the other stories that you're going to bring forth
okay.
in this program.
Okay, okay.
We all learn from each other.
Right.
And benefit from
sure.
learning the challenges and successes of others.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
what it's all
mm-hmm.
about.
Okay, okay, very good, very good. You certainly outlined the key ingredients of what all this is about in a very wonderful way. I do appreciate that. Now, and as you say, we should tell our story because no one else can tell it better than us.
That's the beginning of my song.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that?
Well, I'm not sure
I
if I don't know that.
But tell it like you can tell it to
oh, yeah,
me
yeah. That's right.
once again.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me now so I can stand. Tell me your testimony.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah.
Because I can't tell it like you can.
No, sure, sure, sure. But that is the underlying crux of the matter right there. And we could tell it in singing. We could tell it in writing. We could
yes.
tell it in many ways, the way we work with people.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you said the way we walk through life.
Yeah.
You know, it tells, you know, our story.
That's true.
And how we relate to other people. No
yes.
doubt about it.
Just keep letting that light shine.
Okay. Yes. The theme for the day, no doubt about it. Let your light shine. We talked about a lot of things that impacts and is a message for other people. Is there any other thing particular that you would like to leave the folks, whether it's the blind or visually impaired community or the community at large?
Well, I'd like to speak to the blind and vision impaired community, first of
mm-hmm.
all, to just say to anyone out there who is especially feeling depressed, isolated, that to reach out, especially to organizations like Virginia Voice and the American Council of the Blind. There is help out there for you. You are not alone. You have a vibrant community right here of people who know what you're going through and have the resources to help you with whatever you need. So just reach out.
Now, you said you're going to start with the visually impaired community. Is there a message overall for others?
To the wider community, I'd like to remind everyone that October is Blindness Awareness Month. If you don't know anything about the blind and low vision community, get involved and understand that a lot of people, as we age, are faced with the issue of slowly and gradually losing some of our sight. You know, we begin to play that trombone.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be impactful to your life right now, but I am sure that it will impact you or someone you love in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here for you. I love to come out and tell my testimony. If you'd like to reach me, please do so, and I can come to you and share what I'm sharing today in person with you as well.
How can they reach you?
You can reach me primarily through my website contact at Debra, Hill, H-I-L-L, Sings, SINGS.com. DeborahHillSings.com. Just click there and you will attach to my email right through the website.
Okay, okay.
And I'm on Facebook and Instagram also with the handle Deborah Hill Sings.
All right, very good, Deborah. Hey, look, I really appreciate you coming into the studio today to be with us and to sprinkle your joy.
Thank you, so much, Lamont.
Within the studio and office, and for sharing your voice and your lovely songs.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you are interested in submitting your talent for consideration and or would like more information about Shards of Light, call Virginia Voice at 804-266-2477. That is 804-266-2477. Or you could email me, Lamont Crawley, directly at myvoice4soul@gmail.com. That is myvoice4sol@gmail.com. Also, use this email address to send us some feedback. Let us know what you thought about the program today, how it might have impacted you, perhaps suggestions for the future. Until next time, be well and please be kind. And always remember, let us share a shard of your light with others. Take care.
This program was brought to you with support from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired.